Okay, good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. I'm Anthony Ricciardi. I'm Associate Director of Research in the McGill School of Environment. And this is the fifth of a series of symposia organized by the school for the purpose of communicating cutting-edge environmental research and its implications to our academics, to our students, and to the public at large. This one is going to give you a glimpse of Canada's environmental future. What's on the horizon? Now, it's not meant to be comprehensive. It's merely meant to present a selection of topics of issues that are highly important. And we have experts, people who have experience in these issues, who are going to give us not only the cutting-edge data in the field, but also their interpretation of it, which I find very important. And that's often is lost in the link between scientists and the public. And that's the purpose of this symposium. So, to give you context, we have multiple major stressors. These are among the biggest ones. Climate change is overreaching. It's the one that gets into the news now. It has so many aspects and affects so many things, and so therefore it's reflected in multiple talks today. Land use and disturbance is a broad topic. It includes many aspects, some of which will be covered today. Over-harvesting, I'm sure, will be mentioned. I know at least one talk will be mentioned. Biological invasions, I'm pretty sure that'll be mentioned. Contaminants and their interactions. And also, what is at risk? So the selection of topics today will focus on certain biomes and certain elements of society that are of interest to us and that come up in conversations about the environment. And these include the boreal forest, the oceans, northern lakes. I mean, these are things that define what we used in our mind to define Canada. Agriculture, biodiversity, sustainability, and ecosystem services. All of these topics and more will be touched upon today with respect to environmental stressors and their interactions. And so we have a group of speakers representing four universities, and some of them are coming from outside the province. And they have extensive, each one of these people has extensive experience in what they're doing. Some of them are working on material that hasn't been published yet. I'm including myself in this because I think that biological invasions is a stressor that needs to be talked about, so I'm in the unusual position of coordinating and inserting one of my own talks into this.